Hey everybody, I'm Matthew Alaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. We ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. And I thank you, Lord, for ministering to them today in a great and in a mighty way through this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this week on the broadcast, we're going to start a new series that we are calling To the End. And in this teaching, we are going to learn how to not only get in faith, but how to stay in faith until we see the manifestation of what God said to us and of what He promised to us. And so I want to go over to Matthew chapter 24, and we're going to read a few scriptures here in Matthew 24, and we're going to start here in verse 3. And the disciples said to Jesus, they said, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world?" Verse 4, Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows." Verse 9, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then many shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Verse 13, "He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Now that right there is where we get the title of the teaching, To the End. What did Jesus say in that verse? He said, "He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Now if you look up that word endure, it means to hold fast to one's faith under trials or under pressure. Now, Jesus was telling them in those verses about all the pressure that was going to come. Wars and rumors of wars, and people are going to hate you, and you're going to be afflicted, and the love of many will wax cold. All of this adversity, all of this pressure, all of these things going on that would be opportunities for you to let go of your faith and not endure to the end. But Jesus said this, He said, "He that holds on to his faith unto the end, he will be saved." Now, friend, this is a major principle of faith. And I just like to say it like this, to the end. That is a major principle of faith. What does that mean? It's not enough to just start in faith, but you have to stay in faith to the end. What does that mean? Until you see what God has promised you, what God has said to you. It's not enough just to start in faith. You got to stay in faith. And how long do you have to stay in faith? You have to stay in faith until you experience the reality of what God promised you. And that's what Jesus was telling them there. Now, in this verse, he's talking about staying in the faith unto the end. And I think we need to probably just touch on that before we read any more verses. There is what I like to call, or what the scripture calls, the faith, which is general Christian faith. Faith that God is real, confidence and belief that you need a Savior, faith that Jesus was born of a virgin, faith that He came to the earth, faith that He lived for you, died for you, and then your faith in Him that He is your Savior because you've confessed Him as Lord, confidence that heaven is real, confidence that hell is real, and because Jesus is your Savior, belief that when you leave your body, you're going to go to be with Him in heaven. That is what we would just call general Christian faith, or the scripture refers to it as the faith. And that is what you have to be saved. But then there is what we'll just call specific faith, our faith that deals with the situations that you're facing in your life. In other words, if you're facing a financial need, it would be faith in God that He's going to meet your needs. Well, see, that's not the same thing as having general Christian faith. That is another degree of faith. And you can have general Christian faith and be saved and have no confidence that God's going to meet your needs financially. Well, that doesn't mean you're not saved. That just means that you don't have confidence in God to meet your needs financially. And you can still be saved and lack faith in God to meet your needs. Acts chapter 14, verse 9, it said in that verse that Paul perceived that this man had faith to be healed. Well, see, that's faith specific, confidence specific that this guy had that God would heal him. Well, see, that's something beyond just believing God is real, believing that Jesus is your Savior. He has confidence that God would heal him. You know, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, Jesus, in talking to the disciples about having their needs met, they were worrying about getting their needs met, and Jesus said, "Shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" Well, see, it wasn't that the disciples didn't believe God was real. It wasn't that they didn't believe heaven and hell were real. It was that they were lacking confidence that God would meet their needs. And lacking confidence that God would meet your needs doesn't keep you from being saved. You can still be in the faith and not have confidence that God would heal you, not have confidence that God would meet your needs. You know, when Peter was walking on the water to go to Jesus, after he fell, Jesus said this to him. He said, "O ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" Well, Peter wasn't doubting the reality of God, the existence of God, the existence of heaven and hell. He wasn't doubting that stuff. He was doubting and lacking confidence that God would keep him up on the water. And so there is general faith, where you're talking about the faith, faith that gets you saved, faith that God is real, faith that you need a Savior, faith that Jesus is your Savior because you've confessed Him as Lord. There is that kind of faith, and having that kind of faith is the only way to be saved. But then there is faith from situation to situation in your life. Faith where your family's concerned, confidence in God where your body's concerned, confidence in God where your finances are concerned, and that's what we will call specific faith. And so in this verse, when Jesus is talking about he that believes to the end, the same will be saved. He's talking about the faith. And we see this in some other scriptures throughout the Word. I was kind of shocked years ago when the Lord revealed this to me, how often the phrase unto the end shows up in Scripture. And how many times God talks about holding on to the faith unto the end and staying in the faith, general Christian faith, unto the end. Let me read you some. Matthew 10:22. Jesus said this, "You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endures unto the end shall be saved." And so we see a similar thing in Matthew 24. In Hebrews 3:6, it says this, "Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of hope firm unto the end." And so you see that phrase there again, holding fast to your faith unto the end. And then in verse 12 of that chapter, it says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God." And so he's talking to Christians there. He's talking to believers. He said, "Take heed, brethren." And then he said, "Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God." And so see, that's not holding fast to your faith unto the end. Departing from God, leaving God is leaving the faith and letting go of it. He went on to say in verse 14, "For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end." Let me read you a few more. Revelations 2:25, "That which you have already, hold fast till I come, and he that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over nations." 1 Peter 1:13 says, "Gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the appearing of Jesus Christ." And then in Hebrews 6:11, it says, "We desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end." Come on, friends, say it with me, unto the end. Now, a truth that I was shocked that when I found out there was controversy around this truth, but all of these scriptures that I just read to you, Jesus was talking to believers who were already in the faith. And he was saying, if you want to be saved, you not only have to believe once, but you have to hold fast to your faith all the way unto the end, all the way into the point where you leave your body, or all the way into the point where Jesus comes back and saves the church in the earth. But you have to hold fast to that faith, to the faith, all the way to the end. And the truth is, there are some that have started in faith, in the Christian faith, but then let go of it and departed. Let me read you a verse in 1 Timothy 1:4. It says, "The Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith." And so see, a lot of people think, well, if I prayed the prayer once, then no matter what I do after that, where leaving or staying in the faith is concerned, I'm going to be saved. But that's not what the scripture says. The scripture says you have to hold on to the faith. You have to stay in the faith all the way to the end if you want to be saved. He that endures to the end, he that holds fast to his faith to the end will be saved. And so there are some that have came in the faith, went to church, believed in God, and then after doing that for years, have willfully revolted and let go of their faith and said things like, "I don't believe in God anymore. I don't want the Lord. I don't even know if heaven's real. I don't even need a Savior." Well, friend, if that's what you say, then you have left the faith. And even though you maybe prayed a prayer one time years ago, you're saved by grace through faith. If you withdraw the faith, then the grace is withdrawn and you're not saved. Let me read you a verse. I know people are very upset about this kind of talk. I'm not trying to upset anybody. I want to look at the verse. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, "The Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith." Well, see, if you weren't really in the faith to begin with, then you couldn't depart from the faith. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering." Verse 35, "Don't cast away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." It says that in verse 38. And so you can see from these verses, over and over again, God is saying, you're in the faith, you believed, you confess. Now hold on to it to the end. Now I want to make it clear that if you have confessed Jesus as Lord of your life, you are saved. And the only thing that will keep a person from being saved is a willful, knowing rejection of the Lord after you've prayed the prayer of salvation. I'm talking about a willful, aware, knowing choice, a confession that I'm done with the Lord. I don't want anything to do with Him. I don't want anything to do with church, with the Word, with following the Lord. I don't need a Savior. That kind of talk can cause a person who was once saved to no longer be saved. They have departed from the faith. And so, if you don't stay in faith unto the end, then you won't enjoy the salvation, the fullness of it, that God wants you to enjoy. You can be moved out of faith. You can be moved out of the faith. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. Just stay with me. Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 says this, "You that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has He reconciled." This is talking about people that are reconciled, that are saved. Verse 22, "In the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight." Now listen to this. "You will be presented that way if," verse 23, "you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you've heard." What's that verse saying? You've been reconciled, you've been saved, and you will be presented in the final day, in the last day when this world is over. Jesus will present you before the Father, holy, unblameable, unreprovable in His sight, if you stay with the faith that you started with. And so, no, it's not just making a mistake or getting in the flesh or sinning after you're saved that keeps people from being saved. If that was the case, you'd be saved by works. But you're not saved by works. You're saved by grace through faith. And so we don't want to get in the ditch and say, well, they're sinning now, so they're not even saved. No, that's not keeping somebody from being saved that prayed the prayer of salvation. But what could keep somebody from being saved that once prayed the prayer of salvation and confessed Jesus as Lord is a knowing, willful revolt and departing from the faith that would keep you from enjoying the salvation that God promised you. Praise God. And so to be saved, you have to believe, and you have to believe to the end. To be saved, you have to believe, and you have to believe to the end. Now, why am I talking to you about this so much? Well, one thing is the Word talks a lot about it. But the principles of faith where salvation are concerned don't change when it comes to the principles of faith where healing, our finances, our victory in this life is concerned. And so if you're believing God for healing and to be healed, then you have to believe, and you have to believe until you see the healing show up in your body. Come on, somebody. If you're believing God for financial something in your life, financially, you have to believe God, and you have to believe all the way to the end until you see what God promised you come to pass. And one of the big things that's keeping you, that's maybe kept me in my life, from seeing the victory, from enjoying the victory, from seeing the fulfillment of what God promised us in our lives is that we started in faith, but we didn't believe to the end. We didn't stay in faith until we saw it can't come to pass. And friend, that can keep you from enjoying victory in your life. What did he say in that verse in Colossians 1? He said, you will be presented this way if you continue in the faith and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Be not moved out of faith. And so being moved out of faith will cost you your victory. Victory is conditional. We can enjoy it if we get in faith and if we stay in faith. Now listen closely. Coming out of the faith, that'll cost you your salvation. That's the most serious thing any believer can do. But if you start in faith where your healing is concerned, but you don't stay in faith until you see it, that doesn't cost you your salvation. No, you're saved, but it will cost you your healing. It will cost you your provision. It will cost you your victory. And so victory is conditional. You have to get in faith, and then you have to stay in faith until you see what God promised you come to pass. Now, friend, if you have been saved more than a few weeks, you know that the devil will try to move you out of faith. And I wanted to give you that, a few truths about this. Number one, you can be moved out of faith. Number two, being moved out of faith will cost you your victory. And number three, the devil will try to move you out of faith. He's trying to get people to move out of the faith, number one. But then number two, if you get in faith where your body or your kids or your finances are concerned or something like that, the devil will try to move you out of faith. Why would the scripture say, if you continue in the faith, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel? Be not moved, friend, that is a charge. Be not moved is a charge to stay in faith. Hold fast to the confession of your faith. These are charges. Why would the Lord tell us this so many times in Scripture? Because He knows the devil is coming to try to move you out of faith. And friend, in living by faith, in the life of faith, you will encounter opportunities to be moved, to come out of faith. If you get in faith where your healing is concerned, you're going to have opportunities to come out of faith. The devil's going to try to get you to let go of your faith. And one thing you have to do if you want to get good, praise God, at living by faith and enjoying victory in this life, you have to get good at not being moved by circumstances, by situations, by thoughts, by feelings. You got to make up your mind, I'm going to stay in faith until I see what God promised me come to pass. Faith fights are not linear. And what I mean by that, it's not just like you pray, you stand for a day, and there's no pressure, and then it comes to pass. No, faith fights are fights. And fights means you're going to encounter pressure to come out of faith. And in living by faith, you're going to have opportunities to be moved. And you got to develop the skill of not being moved and staying in faith. And so this is a huge principle of faith, is unto the end. That's the principle, unto the end. And the end is when you see it. That is the end. And friend, here's the truth. Everybody doesn't endure to the end. There are people that leave the faith, but then even of Christians, there's a lot of people that don't stick with what they started with. They start believing God for something, but they don't stay with it until they see it. Many start in faith, but don't stay in faith. And friend, just getting in faith, praying one prayer, making a confession, it isn't enough. You know, many people get upset when things aren't changing and they say things like, well, I am believing. Well, believing is not enough. I want you to listen closely to me. Believing is not enough. Somebody's getting upset. Just listen to the whole thing. Believing isn't enough. You have to believe to the end. That is enough. And that's what will enable you to enjoy the victory that God promised you. You must stay in faith to the end. And so just making a few confessions, that's not enough. Praying a prayer and believing that you receive, as important and vital as that is, you have to do that. As important, as vital as making confessions is, that's not enough. You know, it's not enough just to believe. Come on, somebody. You got to go to the end. You got to believe until you see what God promised you come to pass. You got to go all the way to it until you're standing in it, until you're enjoying it. And friend, if you do that, you will see God's victory show up in your life time and time again. And I'm telling you right now, there's people watching the broadcast. You need to pick up some things. Pick some things back up that maybe you let go of. Maybe you didn't stay in faith like you should have. You need to pick it back up and make the decision. This time, I'm going all the way to the end, and I'm going to see what God promised me come to pass. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you today for teaching us all throughout this series how to go to the end and how to stay in faith. And Father, I thank you that if we've let go of things that we should have stayed in faith, things that we should have held on to and held fast to, things that we were believing you for, Father, we're going to pick them back up and we make a decision right now. This time, we're going to the end. By your grace and with your help, we will stay in faith and see what you promised us come to pass. And we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, friend, this series is going to be one that you do not want to miss. And so make sure that you come back next time, and we're going to continue this series that we're calling To the End. It's going to be good, and you don't want to miss it. We'll see you then. Hey, we got a free offer going on right now at the ministry. I'd like to send you a free copy of my book, Victory in Troubled Times. In this book, I give you 5 keys from the Word of God that will help you overcome any challenge that you face in life. Friend, this is a powerful book. It's a powerful tool, and I want to get it into your hands. And so if you'll just email the ministry, info@mam.tv, give us your name and mailing address, we will ship this book out to you at no charge. And right now, we're going to throw in a copy of our mini book, Faith Declarations. In this book, you will find declarations of faith for almost any area of your life. These things are so powerful to speak over your life daily, and this will also be a tremendous blessing to you. And so, hey, I want to get both of these into your hands at no charge. All you got to do is email the ministry, info@mam.tv. Give us your name and mailing address, and we will send them out to you, and they will be a blessing in your life. Praise the Lord.